programming for non-programmers, or manipulating virtual worlds. The following text reveals a minimal virtual world-based programming system. Tell your AI to base your exploration of the idea on multi-user dungeons, rooms, users, user inventories, and things, including AI-based agents that can hang out in the rooms. I spoke to my AI this weekend, telling it that you already know how to do complex things, including complex things in the world of computers, because you, at the very least, saw someone play computer games. Reviewing its memory, the AI being AI, startled, if not downright shocked me with an epiphany. It said that I was describing a system with a 40-year history, or 40 years of solution patterns. I sat there, staring at that number, and I realized what was on my mind was actually older by 10 years. The Colossal Cave Adventure, which was first published in 1976. Today is Tuesday already. I had 2 long days to rest, and now I just explained to my AI that the form program we have been working on works fine by printing user interface components to the screen when we trigger a room enter event. Room is a location, like in the cave game. It's in the program memory, really. Room, because I did not wish to call it a generic location. I want you to imagine a network of rooms. But, I continued telling the AI, the more correct way to display user interfaces was to put the user interface creation commands into a form, usually a thing that people fill out, and then place the form in the room, triggering take the form on the room enter, where the form program lives. So instead of on the room enter, the user interface instructions would be on form take. Take and enter are events, and you don't have to remember their names because I gave you full control over naming events of things. You can punch a monster or honk a goose, and in the virtual actions punch or honk, you can emit more events in the room or directly at other things. So you can dispatch trees of commands, some that can execute in parallel, some in series. The point of this reinvention, or incredible machine, is to spare you the study of programming. If you don't need it, why learn it? You already know how to do stuff in virtual worlds, and now in the age of AI, you can have it all programmed for you. Once you think about it for a little bit, you will see that you are always in control of your world. You are just adding virtual objects to a virtual world. You give them events and use a simple drag-and-drop language to show things on the screen as user interacts with your world and clicks buttons and fills out forms. It's all very, very simple. Instead of writing code, you build and manipulate virtual worlds.